Caroline Casey is an award-winning social entrepreneur and founder of Hashtag Valuable, a catalyst for an inclusion revolution that exists to position disability equality on the global business leadership agenda, building a global movement on inclusive business for the 1.3 billion people in the world with disability. Over the past two decades, she has set up several organisations and initiatives centred on disability business inclusion. How will the coronavirus pandemic affect the inclusion revolution? Caroline joins me now. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you coping with the social isolation?
I think I'd like to say I've discovered I'm a digital introvert, meaning I'm finding a lot of the online communication exhausting and actually a lot of the platforms really inaccessible as a severely visually impaired person. I'm deeply missing hugs, but I'm also loving being at home and not in a plane.
Well, that's fairly concise. It's funny, actually. I miss the actual meeting people. You do kind of realise it when you're in every day, you've got a busy day, you take it for granted, don't you?
Yeah, I miss hugs. I just think as somebody who's visually impaired, I was never so aware that I rely on reaching out for physical contact as a way of me feeling and connecting.
Right. Well, your work you've been trying to get, and you've done quite well, haven't you, in getting 500 of the major businesses around the world on to this revolution. Now, tell us, how is that going?
Okay. Well, the inclusion revolution was to get, it's called the Valuable 500. It was to get 500 of the world's most prominent CEOs and their companies to have a leadership conversation and commitment around disability. In January, we had reached 261 global companies, and that represents 10 million employees around the world and $4 trillion revenue. It's brilliant. And we wanted to get to our target by September. And we were on track, and then COVID. So let me just explain quickly. I think we are going to turn the inclusion revolution into an inclusion evolution. And that means what we've discovered in COVID, there has been a collective mainstream sense of exclusion and isolation that many people with disabilities have felt. And I hope that has triggered some global empathy. And what I believe I'm hoping that we will do with the Valuable 500, once we get to this 500, is now we have a roadmap for them and no excuses for them to build in disability inclusion as they have to change their businesses. And we've seen that when they want to change their businesses to be agile and to help people work from home, they can. So as far as I'm concerned, there is no excuse anymore for a business not to be inclusive. And I think we have a great argument now to say, you know, we talk about disability accommodations, which are expensive for people with disabilities to be employed. However, now we're just talking about flexible and agile working. So I'm sorry, you've proved you can do it. So no excuses not to.
So you don't think the coronavirus pandemic then is going to set the movement back?
Well, hold on. Can I just say the coronavirus is heartbreaking to watch the needs of some people with disabilities completely overlooked. And again, I have been going on and on about this for years. Unless people with disabilities and their family are valued, therefore they're not invested in. And what I am concerned about right now is the current crisis of seeing the rights and needs of people with disability overlooked. Not only for now, what I'm really concerned about is if we don't not work on the pain of now and build some opportunity and hope into the future, we will go back. And as far as I'm concerned, business is key to this because it's proved it shouldn't. And when business values, society values. So there's two crises right now. One is the current crisis facing people with disabilities, and the other is to not let this slip back and use this crisis to build in opportunity in the future.
What is the way forward then?
Well, my way forward is to make sure that the Valuable 500 is built, and we're still getting companies in, but now to be an even louder voice on insisting upon leadership in business. And that's the thing I know how to do best. The second thing is we must give visibility to people with disabilities and their voice and their needs, because this is an inequality crisis that's happening. It's not just the vulnerable who have people with disabilities, but it's vulnerability all around the world. And I think we need to make sure that people with disabilities' voices are being heard in mainstream video, in mainstream media as well. But from my perspective, I cannot allow business off the hook. They now, as they move forward, have to make guarantees and promises that they will start building disability inclusion into their systems. And that's the work that I know how to do. And now that we have 261 of the most prominent leaders in the world, then we have to make them work.
How do we keep up with your work and what you're doing, Caroline?
The best way anybody can is it's the Valuable 500. So we have a website, which is www.thevaluable500.com. I'm not the greatest on social media, but you can find me on, I'm on Twitter as Caroline Casey, but you can follow The Valuable 500 on Twitter and on Instagram and on LinkedIn. So you can find, we're kind of, you can find us around. But the most important thing is I really encourage everybody to use whatever voice and energy they have just to make sure that we're talking about people with different lived experiences, both positive and negative. We need to have the voice of disability out there right now. Very much so.
Caroline Casey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a million.